This lesson has covered wired network-based attacks so far, that is, attacking exposed servers directly and performing indirect client-side attacks, both traversing the enterprise perimeter to gain initial access to trusted systems. But adversaries can achieve this access without traversing perimeter defenses and subsequently allow attacks from behind the firewall. One example uses fake wireless access points where victims automatically join previously known wireless networks. Adversaries set up a person-in-the-middle position, for example, using the Hack 5 Wi-Fi Pineapple pen testing device by configuring access points with common wireless network names or detecting network name broadcasts in the air and rebroadcasting spoof versions. Then, they can use this position to compromise any connected host and later access any trusted networks the victims connect to. Another method involves adversaries compromising mobile devices, for example, laptops and smartphones, when on untrusted networks, like a coffee shop's, and accessing the trusted network later when the coffee-loving employees reconnect their systems back at the office. This last example takes a more physical approach by tricking users into plugging infected media devices into their workstations. Adversaries create media, for example, CDs, DVDs, and USB storage devices capable of infecting any connected systems. Then they social engineer users to plug the devices in and maybe even open a malicious file, which compromises their systems. As before, the attackers can now gain access to any trusted networks these computers connect to. Once adversaries obtain a foothold within a trusted network using these techniques, they can pivot to attack the wired network. In many cases, border defenses can't detect these internal pivot attacks since their traffic never reaches the perimeter network.